The federal workforce across the Philadelphia metro area shrank between February and January of this year, according to recent data. WHYY's business reporter Kristen Mosbrucker-Garza has more about the local labor market under a Trump presidency.
The local region lost 400 federal government jobs amid layoffs prompted by the Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE. But that's not nearly as many as experts anticipated, says Temple economics professor Joshua Mask.
People were expecting the federal numbers to come down significantly, and they didn't. And I think partially it may be because people found new jobs, people left the labor force.
In the region, the average federal worker is well-educated, middle-aged, middle-class, and works in healthcare, according to data crunched by the Pew Research Center. But there aren't enough of them to drag down the whole economy. The region added 14,200 jobs over the month. Kristen Mosbrucker-Garza, WHYY News.